This podcast is sponsored by Randy Williams. This is Grace,
Anthony,
and Sierra.
And we are here to figure out whose responsibility funding of education is. So the real question here is, whose responsibility is funding really?
Funding for education, sports, and other various activities is a major aspect of students, teachers, and families' lives. Many organizations fundraise for funding, pay with grants, or out of their own pockets.
But the question is, whose responsibility is paying for school-sanctioned activities and classes really?
Let's go into the world of sports, arts, and education and figure out what people think who have personal experience with these matters. First, we will interview Sierra's dad.
Why is funding important for programs in school?
Why is funding important?
Yes.
Was that the question? Yeah. It's important to enrich our culture and our children who will be the next generation that shape our world. So funding helps to generate more well-balanced children.
Awesome. Did you pay for any of your children's programs?
Yes.
What programs, and in your opinion, how did the funding affect the program?
We've funded several through the years. I think probably just like extracurricular color guard and that, we funded that. That was your participation. So it helps with extracurricular activities.
Yeah. And
helps. Okay.
And in your opinion, is it the students, communities, or parents' responsibility to raise money for programs such as those?
I think it's a combination of the school and the communities, and all three of the above, really. In today's day and age, we really need to have collaborative work together so we all have the same end result and goal in mind.
Awesome. Thanks, Dad. Love you.
So I partly agree with what Sierra's dad said. I agree that parents do have a responsibility to fund certain aspects of their kids' education. And to be completely honest, I believe that if they can afford it, they need to be putting their kids in private school and need to be funding all their kids' extracurricular activities. I don't think that's anyone else's responsibility.
I disagree. And I think that all three should be in charge of funding, as some people aren't able to afford it, so they need to fall back on other people's to help afford it.
I agree. I think it's the parents' responsibility to pay for activities, but also as students mature, they can fundraise and get a job and start paying for things that are important to them themselves.
Next, we're going to interview Ms. Greenhall to bring in a teacher's point of view on who should pay for funding.
In my opinion, schools would benefit from more funding by allowing us to have smaller class sizes, because right now we're at capacity with some of our classes having 30 to 35 students in it, so we'd be able to hire more teachers and also have more support personnel to make it.
Would you say that Jinx is pretty well funded compared to other schools?
Our bond elections help a lot, so not so much from the state, but from our bond elections that we have great facilities and books and access to things. We have one-to-one with our Chromebooks, but there's a lot of schools across the state that their bond elections don't pass, or they just don't have the funding. They're from less wealthy communities, and so they have dilapidating buildings. And so Jinx is funded, but not from the state. It's from our bond elections that help support us.
How do you think schools struggle without funding?
I think we have huge class sizes, that some of our programs get cut because of the lack of funding, and we're all just kind of stretched, and we have a teacher shortage because our salaries aren't where they should be.
And do you think it's the students, communities, or parents' responsibility to raise money for education?
to raise money.
Or to give money, either one.
To give money. Well, I feel like we all do through our taxes. And so I think it's up to the state of how they allocate their funds. So we're giving, you know, Jinx has a very high tax bracket. So if you live in the Jinx district, it's a very high tax bracket. So I feel like we do our part, but it's the state that's not allocating the funds enough money for education. They've cut us and cut us and cut us. So
I completely agree with what she says to a certain extent. I think that the government is not directing the right amount of funds to the right people at the right time. And I think that a state that places higher value on our prisoners than our students is going to end up with more prisoners in an endless cycle of crime. And now we are going to interview an athlete named Wyatt.
Why is funding important for your sport?
Because without funding, we're not allowed to play our sport and do what we enjoy.
Do you personally fundraise or pay for your program? How?
Yes, because it's a club sport and we don't have any outside funding.
How does funding affect your program?
Well, without funding, we can't do anything. It's not it's not accessible to us.
Whose responsibility should it be to fund your program? The school, community, or your own?
It depends on if it's a school sport or a club sport. If it's a school sport, 99% of it should be on the school, and if it's not, it's on your community.
I agree that funding should be based on whether or not it's a community sport or a school sport, but I also think that school sports should get more funding from the school than they do now, as without school sports being accessible to people who can't afford it, opportunities could be missed out.
Now, to anyone that's listening, we ask you, who should be responsible for funding our education?
La, 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 la.